In the studio live, we have Brooke Morber. How you doing, Brooke?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. I know it's been a long journey for you to get through Wisconsin.
Yes, I've tried twice. I got COVID both times.
Oh, man.
Yep. Good times.
Building up your immunity, though, right?
Yes. Hopefully, I'm like super not going to get COVID again.
I hear you, and I feel that, too. So, talking about your career, you've had quite the journey to get to where you're at, haven't you?
It's been interesting. A lot of people ask, I'm a born and raised New York City girl, and a lot of people say, well, how did you get into country music? So, I actually started performing professionally as a child on Broadway, because when you live in New York City and you sing and you dance and you beg your parents to let you do it, you go on audition, and I got my first job when I was 8 years old performing in Les Miserables as Little Cosette.
Wow.
So that was a pretty thrilling way to get started, but I always loved composing songs. I always obviously loved singing, and I always wanted to be a recording artist. And I ended up doing 7 more Broadway shows. And then as a teenager, I got diagnosed with a rare eye disease, and I lost my eyesight for 4 years. And that's when I discovered how much I loved songwriting, because you kind of grow up really quickly when you realize, oh, wow, doctors can't fix this. Mommy and daddy can't fix this. I'm the only one who has to learn to live with this and deal with it myself. And music was the only thing that got me through it, because I could express everything that way. And it helps the loneliness. So, I was supposed to have this disease for the rest of my life, and it went into remission. And as cheesy as it sounds, I do believe that music healed me. And once I got my eyesight back, and a couple surgeries later to get rid of all the scar tissue and everything else that happened, I am now able to see to 2030 with correction. And I took myself to Nashville because I wanted to hone my craft as a songwriter. And that's where I fell in love with country music and realized that I'm a storyteller. I want to tell my story, and this is my second home.
That is amazing. So you surprised the doctors.
Yes.
When all of a sudden you started to see again. What was the first thing that you noticed or, started to see? Do you remember?
Well, I do remember that once the disease went into remission, I still had these very thick cataracts on my eyes, because the disease causes cataracts as well. And when I had the cataract surgery and the new lenses put in and they took the patches off, I remember looking out the window for the first time in a taxi cab with my mom and hanging my head out the window like a dog. The leaves on the trees, everything was in such high definition. I would never want to go through what I went through again, but that one moment was almost worth it. I wish everybody could see like that for just one moment. When you see things for the first time, it's overwhelming, and it still makes me want to cry when I think about it to this day. And I never want to take that for granted ever, but it really was like high def. Colors were insane. It was kind of trippy and amazing.
Wow, unreal. Your story is outstanding. We're going to play a song. What can you tell us about the song we're going to play here first?
You're playing This Town Made Us, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So This Town Made Us is a song that I wrote for my hometown, so you might hear some New York City references in it. It's a country song about New York for me, but it's also a song for anyone. It's about hometown pride and just, feeling like where you came from shaped who you are as a human being.
Awesome. We'll give it a spin here, and then Brooke's going to sing live for us, too, in the studio. Stay here.
If it makes you feel better, go and kick us when we're down. We can take a hard hit and still get up off the ground. Don't you know the way this goes? We go high when you go. Brick by brick, built us tough, skin, ear, sticks, ain't what you. time they break us. That's the way this town made us. Raised us up, brick by brick, built us up. Skin is thick, say what you want. You're gonna love us or hate us. That's the way. Ooh, that's the way this town made us. This town.
Brooke Mortimer, great tune.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Honored to play it for you today. So being from New York, that's not necessarily the country hub of the world. How did you get interested in country music again?
Yes, it is not. So when I got my eyesight back after the 4 years when I lost it as a teenager, I decided I wanted to hone my craft as a songwriter. And where else do you go to do that but Nashville? And that's where country music just found me, and I found myself, and it just felt like home. I wasn't sure how the Nashville community was going to welcome this New York City chick, and they welcomed me with open arms, and I just have made a family out there, and it just feels like home.
I'm sure you're attracted to the story songs of country music, right?
Definitely. Oh my gosh, yes, definitely. And I grew up listening to, you know, artists that my parents were obsessed with, like Kris Kristofferson, and Linda Ronstadt is my vocal idol. So,
oh, yes.
You know, so she's definitely got a little bit of that country going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Linda Ronstadt and her voice and her range, and she's done all kinds of music through the years, too. So,
yeah. She's an amazing human, too.
Right.
Yeah.
On top of that. What are you going to play for us live? You got that beautiful guitar out there.
Thank you. I have a song coming out on December 9th this week, so I figured it'd be fun to give you guys a preview of that one.
All right.
This is a song that I wrote on a time when I first realized what it really felt like to be homesick. And it's because I met someone who kind of changed my perspective on life. And I've always been the kind of person that likes to be free and unattached and travel. And I used to love airports. And now my favorite part of what I do, because I still travel a lot and I still love having my own adventures. But the best part is when I get to come home and land back to all the people who love me the most and I get to share my world with and who keep me grounded. So this song is called Grounded.
All right.
Another long flight, holding on tight. Remember when I used to love to fly? Jumping off the bed at the age of 10. Dream about it, now it don't feel right. 6 miles above all the things I love. You're the reason why. I hate airports, closing doors, the telephone and long goodbyes. Hotel rooms and missing you. Table for two, one glass of wine. Spent all this time trying to find my way. Now whatever the road I take, I know I found it. 'Cause you keep me grounded. Another wheel's down. Almost home now, running on fumes but riding high. All because of you, I get butterflies. Where you make me feel, just staying still. You're the reason why. I hate airports, closing doors, the telephone and long goodbyes. Hotel missing you, a table for two with one glass of wine. Spent all this time trying to find my way. Now whatever the road I take, I know I found it. So you keep me grounded.
You have, young lady.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Powerful voice. I was sitting there thinking, who do you remind me of? Some of your phrasing reminds me a little bit of Joni Mitchell.
Ooh, I've gotten that before.
And have you?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
But I was just trying to think how, you know, some of the verses that you put together and things like that reminded me of her. And I can hear those influences, but I can also hear, you know, you get your own unique style too. So.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
Cool deal. So it's different singing for a country audience than it is singing on a Broadway stage.
Very different. It's complete opposite when you perform live. So when I used to perform on Broadway, you play a character. You're hiding behind a character. You bring, you know, parts of yourself to that to understand the character, but there's that wall between you and the audience. You don't connect with them. If you start connecting with the audience, you're fired. You know, you're in a play. It's not, you know. But when I'm performing live and I'm doing my own music, it's a different kind of thrill because it's all about connecting with the audience. If you don't connect with the audience, then you're not doing your job. So when you're doing a song, you see people kind of like, oh, yeah, I get that. I felt like that. And like singing along with you, it's just like, okay, there's a reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is what I'm on this earth to do, is to connect with people and to heal with them, because music is what healed me. So that's why I'm so drawn to, you know, when I walked into my agent's office years ago and said, stop sending me out on auditions. I can't do this anymore. I need to connect with people on a personal level and do my music,
mm-hmm.
which was scary.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Had a career doing that, but that's not that wasn't my dream.
It makes sense. Music brings us all together because we live in kind of volatile times, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We can all agree on a great song that kind of brings us together, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Brooke, it's been a long journey for you, a long way from New York City by way of Nashville here to Wisconsin, and you're braving it just before maybe a snowstorm later this week.
Yes, I had no choice because we were supposed to be here in June, and I got COVID, and then we were supposed to be here in September, and then I got COVID in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
So I was stuck there in an airport hotel for 10 days.
I remember getting the emergency email that, Brooke's not going to be available this week.
I could not believe that the Binex had the two lines on it then, and it was like second time around.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So.
But it makes
but
you stronger.
I'm so happy to be here today, and it's, you know, holiday season, so it's nice to just kind of meet new people and, you know, thank you for waiting around for me.
No problem. Because we thought maybe we'd have you over the phone, but this is so much better.
Oh, this is so much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it is the Christmas season. You've got a song that you can play for us too, maybe a little bit later too.
Sure.
A Christmas song.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So how can people get your music if they'd like to do that?
So I'm pretty easy to find on social media and Spotify, as long as you know how to spell my name. It's Brooke with an E. And the last name is Moriber, and that's Moriber. And if you want to give me a follow on Spotify, you'll get notified whenever I have performances coming up and new music coming out.
Okay, cool. We can do that. Now, are you constantly writing songs?
I am. And even when I'm driving here on this radio tour, you know, I'm thinking of song ideas. Had one in my sleep last night before I got up this morning.
Really?
You know, it's just, it never stops. It's a little bit annoying sometimes, but can't help it.
Is that one of those things where you have to get up in the middle of the night and write it down or forget?
I have. I didn't do it last night because I had a really early station visit before this one. So I was like, you got to go back to sleep. You got to sleep. But I think it was good and I don't remember it. But, you know, sometimes I force myself up and I put stuff into my voice memos on my recorder on my phone. And then I listen to it the next day and it's like, oh, well, that was pretty bad. And then sometimes it's like the full chorus for the song I've been trying to write for a year and it's like amazing, you know, and I was, you know, wouldn't have been able to do it when I was awake.
Right. Yeah, songwriting amazes me. And let's talk about Savior, which you're really proud of, I know, aren't you?
I'm very proud of the song. The song was, the writing process of that song was a healing process for me. I was going through a very difficult time and realized that I was enabling a very unhealthy relationship. And in the process of writing the song, I discovered that, wait a minute, you can love someone fully without sacrificing too much of yourself. You can learn to say no to them so that they can learn to help themselves, because you're not actually doing them any favors by doing it all for them. You're not helping them get any stronger that way. So it's kind of a put your oxygen mask on first message thing. You know, if someone's depending on you for everything and you've got nothing left to give, you're just going to fall down together. So that's what Savior is about. It's about loving someone else and also taking care of yourself.
All right. I'm going to preview it right now on WRCO Radio. Brooke Moriber.
In a hard knock world, I can be a soft shoulder. I'm your 3 a.m., yeah, come on over. You put all your faith in me. That's what keeps you on your knees. You
Mark Moerber, an awesome song called Savior. We're going to be going a little bit holiday-wise with Brooke here in a little bit, talking about bunnies and things during the break. You have a pet bunny?
I have a pet bunny named Sherlock, who is, he's now 7 years old. He is the love of my life. And what a lot of people don't realize is that rabbits are not meant to live in cages. They're very easy to litter train. They're just like, it's like having a cat slash dog. They play with you. They're amazing pets. They're not pets for kids though, because they take a lot of work, like a dog. But they are amazing and very, very smart. And he goes to his food bowl and he puts his paws on it. And he's a human being. And he taps on it when I sit down to eat and he wants to eat with me. Goes to his food bowl, because we have to eat at the same time. Taps on it.
Wow.
And stands with very good posture and waits for me to give him his food.
He is smart. Wow.
He's very smart. You.
Yeah, I didn't know they could be litter trained.
Oh yeah, so very easy to train. Yeah.
Wow, learn something every day.
So don't keep your rabbit in a cage.
That's awesome. Well, it is the holiday season, and you brought along a song that kind of fits the season.
I did. I don't know if you have it to play on air or.
Okay, I think so.
Awesome. Well, so we did something really, really cool this year that I'm excited about for a bunch of reasons. One of my favorite Christmas songs of all time is Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You." And my label, Reviver Records, they were talking about what should we do for your Christmas song this year. We want to do something that really shows your vocal range. And we came up with the idea of doing a country version of Mariah's iconic classic, which came out. I'm so excited about the way it came out. We had so much fun recording it. We even did a key change at the end just to go all out. And the best part of it for me is that we're actually raising funds for my favorite charity. So for every stream of this song, we are raising money for a charity called the EB Research Partnership. And long story short, EB stands for a rare skin disease called epidermolysis bullosa. And for those of you who may have heard of the butterfly children, that is what this disease is. These children are born without the protein in their skin that binds it together, so the slightest touch makes their skin peel right off. And it also affects their internal organs. I know a girl who's one of the longest living, I don't want to use the word victims, but of EB. She's in her 30s, I believe, and she has had 40 surgeries on her esophagus, because just swallowing a piece of chicken can tear the lining of her esophagus.
Oh, man.
And I have a friend whose son was born with this disease, so that's how I got involved. I'm very excited to be able to do something. We have this All I Want for Christmas is to Heal EB campaign going on. If anybody wants to visit the ebresearchpartnership.org, they have some t-shirts on sale for it. And we did a music video for this that premiered on Music Choice, and it's been on Spotify's Country Christmas playlist. So people seem to really like this country version of the song that I, you know, I'm such a fan of Mariah's. So I'm, you know, happy to be able to put my own little spin on it.
Yeah, my goodness. Tackling a Mariah song, that's not easy.
So. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Brooke Moerber, the debut here on WRCO.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
With you in the studio with Brooke Morber. We've heard some great music from you. And before you take off, I noticed when I went on your website that there was a rendition of Hard Candy Christmas on
yes,
there.
Yes, that was my Christmas release last season.
Okay.
And it's also one of my favorite, it's not just my one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, it's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Sure. Dolly Parton.
She did it, and it's kind of brings both of my worlds together because the song was from a Broadway musical called The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas that they then turned into a film, which Dolly Parton starred in, and then she cut the song as a single, and she... It's basically her Christmas song.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's actually a song, like you say, could be played at any time of the year, really.
It could, and I love that it's a theme of resilience, and that's what I try to write about in all my music, so it just immediately connect to... the lyrics in the song, which I always screw up, by the way, but I will try not to on air. There's a lot of words.
Interesting enough, one of our listeners yesterday brought in a bag of the old-fashioned hard candy, you know, like grandma used to have at the house, and and then it would kind of stick together, so then you'd have to have like a chisel to break it out in January.
That'd be great for your teeth.
So a hard candy Christmas, I thought of that too.
Nice.
But if you would honor
us with
that.
I would love to play it.
Great. All right, Brooke Morber on WRCO with a familiar classic.
Hey, maybe I'll dye my hair. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car and drive so far that I'll lose track. Me, I'll bounce right back. Maybe I'll sleep real late. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll clear my junk. Just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through. Hey, maybe I'll learn a so. Maybe I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bars, count the stars until the dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun, meet someone and make him mine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down.
That was awesome.
I got all the words.
Yeah, you did. You got it right. Could have fooled me if you got them wrong, you know, but good ad lib. But no, it was great. Thank you for joining us. And, well, I don't know when we've had someone with a beautiful voice like you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Maybe
that
never.
Means a lot to me. Oh, wow. Thank you. You just made my day and my year.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. And happy holidays to everybody.
Yeah. Safe travels to you and your hubby heading on down the road.
Absolutely.
Right? Down to Janesville next. And then what happens after that?
Janesville is next. And then we have Platteville.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And we'll be doing a show at the Potosi Brewery.
Really? Well, good for you.
Thursday evening.
Thursday evening, so listeners can head that way.
Yeah, if they want to head on over there, we'll
sure.
be playing a lot of songs.
You're zigzagging the state, it sounds like.
It's a little bit of a zigzag, yes. Yeah.
It is. Well, good. Thanks again for joining us,
Brooke. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.